for tuning into the Genesis Frequency. Yes, this is the Genesis Frequency, and this is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina coming at you with a show where we look at whole life prosperity and making whole life prosperity our reality. You're in the right place at the right time. We talk about quantum leap goal achievement, radical personal transformation, and we talk about success and prosperity in every area of our lives. Stay tuned for another show that's going to take you to your pot of gold, however you define it, somewhere over your rainbow. Thanks for being here today. Thanks for being here every day. Let's get this one underway. And we are underway. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are when you decided to hit that play button. I am so glad that you did. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina here with another entry on the Genesis Frequency. You know, yesterday I talked about the difference between A, B, and C type goals. And I let you know that when I focus on working with my clients, what I focus on as I do these podcasts, what I focus on in my life is those C-type goals, those big dream goals. So now that we have those well-defined and we know what the differences are between the A and the B and the C type goals, and I'm not going to cover them all over again today. You can go back to yesterday's episode and take a listen to that. But talking about the big dream type goals, where are you with that? Have you given it any time to consider? Have you sat down with you, just you, and thought about what is it that you want to be, do, or have in your life? What is your big dream goal? What is your big C-type big dream goal? You know, so often people don't sit down to do this. They don't take this seriously. They say that's just a fantasy world and that's just a wish and I got to get going. I got to get off to work, which is what? Going somewhere to build somebody else's big dream goal, right? It's time to take you seriously. It's time to take your life seriously. It's time to take what you want seriously. You have so much potential within you. Some people just are trapped in that place where they just make excuses and they live in that world of someday. Well, someday I'll think about it. Well, someday I'll have all the luck that the successful people do, that the prosperous people do. Someday, someday, someday. Just an excuse to not take the time and sit down with yourself, which is really self-care. Taking that time to do that inner reflection, saying, well, what is it that I truly want? What is it inside me that I'm experiencing as longing and discontent? Because chances are, if you're listening to this still at this point, you're experiencing some of that somewhere within you. Maybe a little bit, maybe a whole lot. And it doesn't matter what your age is, what stage of life you find yourself in. We're rolling out a program. Actually, tonight we're taking a small group of people out to dinner as an orientation. And anybody can join this. You don't have to be local. It just happens that the ones that are in this charter group with us are local people, and we're going out to dinner. And in this group, I really look forward to this dinner this evening. I have a 20-year-old and an 89-year-old They don't know each other. They haven't met yet. But they both have hopes, wishes, dreams, goals, and desires. Big ones. The big C-type goals. That's why they're in our program. So whatever it is you want to be, do, or have, and experience in your life, it is possible for you. We have to stop the blaming. We have to stop the complaining. We have to stop that thinking that it's possible for others and not for us. We have to get out of that. Boy, maybe that's a can be construed as a bad word, but for some of us are just plain lazy. I know I was when it came to this long, long time ago. It's just, that'll take too much work. But this is our lifetime. This is our dream. This is what we want. This is our purpose and our passion that I'm talking about here. What is that for you? You know, Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, who spent his lifetime interviewing 500 of the most successful people in the world. He says in Think and Grow Rich, no more effort is required to aim high in life, to demand abundance and prosperity, than is required to accept misery and poverty. That should be enough right there to just tell yourself, to look yourself in the mirror and say, no more excuses. Really, stop making excuses. It's not going to take any more effort to aim high in life, to demand abundance and prosperity. Why wouldn't you want that? Why wouldn't you want a more prosperous life for you and your family and your friends? Or for the good you can do in this world, with the abundance, with the prosperity, with living on purpose from your passion. No more effort is required to aim high in life, to demand abundance and prosperity, than is required to accept misery and poverty. So take this seriously. Spend some time with a pad and a pen, in the quiet of reflection, and examine those shadows within you. Examine every nook and cranny, asking yourself, what is it I really want, with no limits. What is that big dream goal? Take this seriously. You know, so often we just don't step out and write down what we want. We don't write down our goals. I think I shared in a previous episode, if people do that, and 97% of the people don't, our research shows, it's probably actually higher than this as far as people that have goals and actually write them down. And we found that if people do write them down, it's about 11:30 on New Year's Eve before that clock strikes midnight, and they're writing them down as, what am I going to be my New Year's resolution? And it's usually a little bit half tipsy, right? And they want to get everything out of the way that they swear they're not going to do after the clock strikes 12. So take this seriously. Not writing them down on a bar napkin, but writing them down with pen and page and deciding once and for all, what is it? Because you have the potential. It is possible. And if you have the desire, it is absolutely positively possible for your life. People are afraid to step out of their comfort zone, and that's what it will take. See, there's no more effort required to aim high in life, but you might be asked to come out of your comfort zone. And that reminds me of another quote by T. Harv Eker, and this is really powerful too. And it's kind of one of those in-your-face quotes, because that's what T. Harv is all about. But he says, comfort kills. If your goal in life is to be comfortable, I guarantee two things. First, you will never be rich. Second, you will never be happy. Happiness doesn't come from living a lukewarm life, always wondering what could have been. Happiness comes as a result of being in our natural state of growth and living up to our fullest potential. Wow, that's a little bit in your face, but it is powerful. And you know what? It is true. Living a lukewarm life, being comfortable, Well, what would we end up doing? Our minds, the way we're wired as human beings, spiritual beings really having this human experience, our minds wander. What if? You know, when we're reminiscing about the past, what do? We think about the past. Oh, I wonder what it would have been like if I would have been with this person, or if I would have went on this trip, or if I would have done this, or I would have done that, or if I would have did something with that idea. We wander and we wonder in our little comfort zone. It's time to step out of that comfort zone. And we take that first step right now by thinking about it, by deciding what is it that would satisfy that longing and discontent. What is that inner burning desire that perhaps we try to snuff out the flame and put it up on the shelf, but it's still in there. It's still calling you. What is that? Spend some time with that. We can't rush through this too quickly. Decide, discern, pray about it, meditate about it, reflect about it. Whatever you have to do, visit it for now. It's not going to cause you any harm. It's just fantasy for now. It's just dreaming for now. What is it? Identify it. Let's start there. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, always inviting you to get a hold of me if you ever want to have a free consultation about your wishes, your hopes, your dreams and desires, where you are. You reach out, leave me a comment. My phone number is all over the place. And you can reach out to me via email as well at successoceanconsulting@gmail.com. Let me know you want to get together and talk. We'll have a conversation, no charge, and we'll start to move the needle in your life. Hey, thanks for listening today. Really appreciate you hitting that play button. We'll see you next time on the Genesis Frequency.